Woodrow Pretty, Fred Pretty.
Did your wife cook eggs for you in the morning?
Yes.
How does she cook them?
She cooks mine dry and scrambled. Mm-hmm. And the boy wants his and fried, turned over one time lightly and awful greasy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way she cooks it. Has mine in one skillet, his in the other. And mine gets done a lot. She fixes mine, and mine work out right quick, you know.
Uh-huh.
But his, he just wants it over easy. Where the yellow will run. I don't want no yellow running my.
What part do you call the yellow part?
The yolk.
Does your wife ever boil eggs for you?
Oh, yeah. We take spells. We want them boiled. And she knows just how many minutes. I think it's 3 minutes for a hard-boiled egg.
Does she ever get a pan of boiling water and break an egg in that and cook it for you?
That's poached. Yes, she'll put just a frying skillet on there and put the water in it, the amount she wants. And just as soon as that water starts to boil, well, then she breaks that egg in there and he stays so long, now he comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a poached egg.
That's good when you're sick, isn't it?
You bet.
No grease. Did you have any special day for killing hogs?
Killing hogs?
Uh-huh.
Put up for meat?
Uh-huh.
Well, now the seasons and climates, the season and weather conditions has changed, Dave. Back there in the 30s, I always wanted to kill my hogs on the light of the moon, first week in November, if I could catch it.
When it was cold or hot or?
Oh, cold and dry. Cold and dry. I'd have a big long bench like that one in the smokehouse. Mm-hmm. I'd dress that hog and quarter it up, take the middlings out of it, and all the sausage meat out of it.
Now middlings, what's that?
That's the sides of the hog. That's where we get our bacon now from, the sides of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take that sausage meat, we'd trim it off, put it in pans, let me show you. An old-fashioned sausage mill, and it had a screw on here. You'd fit it on there and screw that up right tight, and then get a wrench and retighten it. All right. She'd set a pan on that sausage spout. We'd start cranking and take me and the boys and four of the girls to get to that job. So that's hard work and a slow go. She'd stand there and feed it and take care of it as it come through. But what I started to tell you now, I'd take that sausage meat off and set it aside in a pan, big pan. And then middlings would be spread out there, and the shoulders of the hog and the ham of the hog would be unjointed. And then we'd take what we call meat salt and sprinkle it. That's overnight. That's the night you get through and cut it up. And we'd sprinkle that with meat salt, and the next morning you'd be surprised that the blood had run out of that meat all the way around.
Hmm.
And that's what we wanted to do. And then the next day sometime we'd take and turn it over, you see, the right up, and let it lay there maybe a day and night. About the third day we'd start in there with the meat salt rubbing that around.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get on one shoulder and I'd get on the other. And after we got that rubbed in that rind, where we thought surely the salt had penetrated through into the meat, then we'd turn him over and sprinkle him to suit ourselves and go to the meat box with him.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, when we got him in there, then we'd hide it with that meat salt.
Uh-huh.
Stay smothered.
It's covered up.
Yeah. And don't think for a minute, Island just never did lose no meat.
Uh-huh.
They have to stay there a certain length of time till we know that it's taking all the salt it's going to take